Spin 103.8. Welcome back to Spin Talk with Lauren, live from the Radisson Blu Day for World Mental Health. The incredible team from Pieta House are with us, and Lions Tea. If you want to get involved, use the hashtag Time to Talk. Has everyone had a cuppa at this stage? Yeah. They're so on. Has everyone had a cuppa at this stage? Yeah. And bickies and cake and bits and pieces. Good to hear. We'll truck on. We are going to be live on Facebook very shortly as well. I'll let you know a little about that later on. But for now, John Belton joins me now in studio. Well, studio in the Radisson Blu. Personal trainer from number 17, personal training. John, you were with us quite recently talking about stress on the show. We had a great reaction to that. Today, I suppose, it's all about mental health and how exercise can improve our mental health. Is this something that you are constantly saying to clients?
Of course, yeah. Thanks for having me in. And to follow up from our last talk, the mental health stuff is actually a spillover from stress, from what I see with a lot of my clients. You know, there's always a huge connection there. So yes, chronic stress will have many symptoms, like we discussed in the last episode, the last show even, and they manifest in different ways. So mental health issues can be a result of this chronic stress. So getting to grips with that, looking at what the underlying causes of stress are, definitely helps contribute to the healing process when it comes to mental health stuff.
We hear people say a lot, healthy body, healthy mind. Like, if I'm fit and I'm out and I'm active, then I feel great in my mind. Is that true?
It is true. One thing to be aware of, you know, setting your goals and questioning why you've let yourself get out of shape is also very, very important. You know, if you don't learn to love yourself, you know, as you are, when you get to that healthy, fit, lean shape that you expect happiness to arrive at, you may arrive there and still be unfulfilled and unhappy. So yes, healthy body, healthy mind, I agree with that. Very, very true. However, look at why you've got out of shape and, you know, what little lifestyle factors may have caused that, whether that's, you know, toxic relationships, whether that's stress from work, whether it's just not looking after yourself, or maybe something deeper, something that you need some help getting over. Once you get those boxes ticked, that kind of clears the way for you to have a healthy body and an extremely healthy mind. And, you know, sometimes people associate this lean physique and this athleticism with contentment and happiness. And unfortunately, that's not always the case. So it's very important to make sure that you find happiness before you find that body.
I think that's such a good point, because so often we associate happiness with how we look. And if I get to this, then I'll be happy. I'd imagine life as a personal trainer is so much more than counting reps for someone.
Yeah, it has evolved from counting reps to looking at bigger picture stuff that's going on. You know, like any industry, I suppose I've evolved. Been at it for 14 years, so I've gone from just counting reps and doing sit-ups to seeing the bigger picture, because I've seen clients get in great shape and still be unfulfilled. And, you know, look in the mirror and still hate what they see. And that saddens me, because I want people to feel happiness, contentment, and, you know, live the fullest life they possibly can. So it has changed, and it's very, very important that we look at the bigger picture. However, one thing I still see is that people are very uncomfortable to talk about that sort of stuff. I'm not looking to sit down and counsel them or help them around anything, but I do see the root cause, you know, not getting addressed. And then that you know, exercise doesn't replace that. Exercise doesn't put a temporary plaster over something, but until you address the underlying issues, that, you know, that's always going to still be there.
I think when we look at the likes of Instagram and other social media platforms, we see personal trainers and people like you who love exercising and love doing what you do. We think, but sure, they don't know what it's like to feel the way I do. Their life is perfect. They're in great shape. Everything's going great, because it can all appear wonderful.
Of course. I feel social media has a huge connection with a lot of their heightened anxieties.
Looking there for a second.
And the reality of it is that we all see that perfect picture. We don't see the underlying stuff. And look, that story is out there now. Everyone knows that the perfect picture doesn't mean the perfect life. And, you know, my own instance, like, I've had my own ups and downs in life, like anyone else has. And, you know, I experience it, whether it's heightened anxiety around work stuff, relationship stuff, whatever else. And, you know, I don't want to be that person that's out there just promoting my mental health and using that as my platform to push myself forward. And I'm not saying people do. However, I think it's important to realize that for me, I've had battles, but I've learned from all that sort of stuff. And I think it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I've had a panic attack standing in the gym one day. And from there, I looked at how I needed to address my own life, practice what I preach, and, you know, and make changes to overcome that. So I think people think I've got this great exercise regime that I hit 5 times a day, and oftentimes I don't. I work in a gym and I don't get to exercise. But I think the big missing loop that people you know, who want to get started with an exercise program, what they miss is this: they feel that they don't want to exercise, that and they can't exercise, and that, you know, so that's why they don't. So it's a want can do loop. Instead of thinking that way, you need to exercise so that you can exercise, and then you will exercise. That it's want can do versus do can want. I know that sounds
complicated.
I need
to write that down.
Yeah, so people feel that need. And you know, as soon as you start exercising, your body will crave exercise. And you'll realize new things about yourself, whether that's I love yoga, I love running, or you know what, I'm actually quite strong. And once you learn that, you'll want to do it, and then you will do it. Instead of, you know, this kind of I don't want to exercise. It's none of us, we all have that lazy person in there that wants to sit around and watch Netflix and eat pizza. However, once you get exercising and get moving, your body craves that. It craves movement, it craves, you know, nurture, it craves nourishment, and it craves just playing. And that's where people are getting lost. So I think for anyone who's like, oh, I just don't want that, I think just get started, just move. And I've no dog in that fight. So if it's Zumba, if it's Pilates, if it's strength and conditioning, if it's CrossFit or anything else, just get started, get moving, and then enjoy the journey.
John, very good of you to pop in today. Thank you so much for being part of World Mental Health Day with us here at the Radisson Blu. As I mentioned, you're from number 17 personal training. If people want to get in touch, and you'll be with us again on Spin Talk very soon. Thanks so much.